Welcome to the experience.
Left channel. Right channel.
Welcome to the experience.
Left channel. Right channel.
Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to the Candleshore Podcast. This is show number 9. The title of today's show is Mark on Dating, Part 2, Where to Look. A few things to get out of the way first. The intended audience, target audience for this particular series of shows, for those of us who are 25 and above in age, younger people will certainly find a few things in it. Hopefully they can help and may help them prevent certain difficulties that a lot of us had at younger ages. But in my mind, and you know, when I think of the people that I'm really trying to reach, it's those of us who are a little bit older. Okay? A little bit more of housekeeping here. I want you to know that when I refer to partners and the whole dating scene, I'm referring to traditional relationships between men and women. So I'll be using the term husbands and wives. And when I do say partners, I'm referring to, again, traditional heterosexual relationships. Hopefully you listened to the previous show in this series, show number 7. If you didn't, I encourage you to do so. Just to review a couple of main points from that show. This is certainly not a complete list of those points, but we were focusing on how to get yourself ready for the dating experience. And so here are some of the main points that we had. I just want to go over them with you. You must, in my opinion, you must like and trust members of the opposite sex. This is very important. In my opinion, you need to be financially, physically, mentally, and emotionally ready. And you must like yourself to be ready to meet someone new. Do not date in order to be rescued. I want you to get excited. Let go of the past and become young in your heart again. And most importantly, determine your goal in dating, whether it's just to find a someone to go places with, to travel with, or I think for most of us, to get married for a lifetime. So where does it begin, really? We've gotten ourselves in the hopefully the right frame of mind, or we're working on it. So where now? And a lot of people have this problem. Where do I find someone new? It's not easy. Although I must admit, I think we can find potential partners almost anywhere we look. It's certainly been my experience. So I got a couple of things that I want to read out to you. I've written them down. See what you think. The first thing, and when I was younger, I would have laughed at this, but as I get older, I realized the value in it, and that is to tell all your friends that you're looking for someone to date or to marry. Tell them and ask for help. I mean, friends can be some of the best people to help you. You know, get the word out there. You can tell people, of course, tell people that you meet, but also it's really important that you share it with your friends. Don't be ashamed of it. I think a lot of times people feel like, oh, you know, if I ask for help, it may make it seem as though I cannot do this on my own. But we all need help in all things. And finding a potential husband or wife, to me, is very much like finding a new job, in the sense that we have to put the word out there and use referrals and word of mouth. That is really one of the best ways that I have found to meet new people. This may sound funny, and maybe to women, but it's certainly been something that we men have always had to do, and that is if you see someone that you like in a store or in a restaurant, sitting at a table, in a department store, anywhere, if you see them. Now, you have to be careful, of course, given the way, you know, with all the predators that are out there. So it's not as easy as it would have been in years gone by. But go out of your way to find a way to strike up a conversation. this is very easy for men. I mean, if we're in a grocery store and you're buying something, certainly if you see a nice lady, you can say, hey, I need some help with this. Can you help me? And I think it's true in reverse. A lot of girls have done this, need help lifting something or carrying something to their car. You have to be very careful. I understand this. I cannot obviously give you every security precaution. Some of it comes down to the way it feels at the time. But the idea is, it doesn't hurt to say, hi, how are you? Having a nice day? And really put yourself out there. It is not easy, but it can be done. Certainly with the new influx of all these coffee shops like Starbucks and a place out here called Kelly's, there are a lot of people who do visit and frequent these restaurants or coffee shops on a regular basis, usually at the same time of the day. And so it's very easy to, I keep saying easy, it's very convenient to see patterns in people if they go to the same place at the same time every day. Now, of course, you don't want to come across like a stalker. But nevertheless, I think it can be done, and it does work. Here's one for you, and let me just state it first, and that is stop being lazy and join a club. It can be a social club or a club of some special interest. And whenever I've talked to my friends and I've given this suggestions, all I get is reason upon reason upon reason why they can't do it, or it won't work, or it's not a good idea. And I really do believe that when a person continually looks at a glass as half empty versus half full, they really don't want to succeed. And even if this has been your position in the past, from now on, look at that glass, that proverbial glass, as half full. Get out there. Join a club. I don't even care what kind of club it is. It doesn't have to be a dating club, a singles club. The idea is to get out in the world. Stop viewing the world through a television. And, I know there are a lot of you who don't watch television, but I guarantee you that there are a lot more of you listening to this show who do. And, we like to think that Hollywood knows what's best for everybody. We're supposed to be walking down the street one day and someone, the perfect person is supposed to meet us, just bumps into us in a different direction. That may sound romantic, but it rarely, if ever, happens. So I want you to target your own interest. Look at the interest that you have and target a club. And know they're not all expensive. There's all kinds of fraternal clubs, and like I say, social clubs, where you can get out once a week, twice a week, whatever, and do something. And I believe that that is a good launching point on starting a new relationship. I personally find it more successful to join clubs that are in the business of doing something for other people. I kind of like that. I like the idea of, where you're kind of killing two birds with one stone. You're trying to help someone else, and you're helping yourself as well. If you have enough money, another option, and this has worked for several of my friends, and clearly I haven't had enough money. I've never gone this route. But I certainly would have if I'd been financially ready years ago. And that is to join a matchmaking service. Yes, they're out to get your money. Yes, it's not really fair, the financial arrangements that they make, because they base their fees on how much money a person makes. And typically speaking, men generally pay, more money for the same service than the women. And that's because it's harder to get women into the system. I've known, including currently, I know about four couples, all of whom met after paying for a matchmaking service. That's not online dating now. That's when you actually go into a facility, they do a comprehensive profile setup. You pay them a fee, and then they match you up with people of like or similar interest. They're not always successful, and some of them aren't even all that good. But again, it really is about exploring your options, and they can be a bit pricey. So I suggest if you are going to do this, and I'm not encouraging anyone to lie, but it's been my experience, it's better to go in kind of like when you buy a car, and the first thing a car salesman says is, what do you do for a living? And whenever I've purchased cars, my answer is, don't worry about it, buddy. Let's just focus on the car, and we'll worry about what I do later. Get that price locked in first before they find out what you do for a living. It's even funny sometimes for me to say, I just got out. Well, then they really drop the price. I think the newest trend in dating is, in fact, online dating. with services like AOL, Match.com, American Singles. The list just goes on and on and on. I'm going to do a separate show on just online dating. Let me tell you that I have had nothing but success with online dating. I've had a lot of success with a lot of dating, so I'm very blessed that way. But there are, of course, a lot of pitfalls. Let me just give you a couple of things here to think about. If you do decide to go with online dating as an option, always go with a paid site, you know, one where all the members, men and women, have to pay a fee. And if you are going to do this, again, only look at profiles that have photos. And again, we'll do a show on this later to get into some of the more, you know, specific details of it. But those are two general guidelines that I'd like to suggest to people. Also, if you are going to do online dating, it's like the whole world opens up to you because you're no longer limited by distance. But it has been my experience that it is definitely best to date someone geographically convenient. It may be somewhat romantic to date someone in, I don't know, Switzerland, and certainly a lot of people and countries around the world find it romantic to seek people in other places. But I don't know how practical it is, because in the end, you have to get to know someone, and only talking via Skype or instant message or phone doesn't really give you that one-on-one that you really need. Again, we'll do another whole show on online datings, so stay tuned for that. But again, I want you to consider it. Most of them are very inexpensive. Stay away from the ones that, like I said, you know, give you free this and free that, no photos. You have to be very careful, as in all things, eh? Remember to stay focused on what you like about yourself now during this whole process. It's very hard to walk up to someone and strike up a conversation. I know this. You know, we're all afraid of rejection. And again, you know, men, we've always had to deal with rejection. But better to be rejected better to be rejected than not have even made the effort. And I really believe this, and I think most people, the type of ladies, if you're a guy, and the type of guys, if you're a lady, can be, you know, nice about it. This is kind of getting ahead of the gun for another show, but, you know, I always say, never just say, hey, you want to go out? You know, that just doesn't work. And typically, you want to invite someone out for, you know, a cup of coffee in the daytime. There are a lot of ways to ease into or test the waters so you're not totally committed, because no one wants to throw their heart out there and then hope it doesn't get stomped on. So, again, we'll talk about it in a different series. But I do want you to focus on those points that you wrote down, things that you like about yourself. I want you to read them every night and say them to yourself, because when you approach someone or if someone introduces you, you got to feel good about yourself. Believe me, that will radiate through. Keep that in mind. Look at that list. First, if you haven't, make that list. Then look at the list, read it, internalize it, and believe it. As I said earlier, I believe that we can meet potential new partners virtually anywhere. I'm very blessed to have had a lot of positive experiences. And to give you an example, I've met some nice ladies. I used to take the bus to work. And again, these are people that I met, you know, on a regular basis. We all met at the same bus stop at the same time, and you know, you kind of strike up a conversation, and that certainly has happened. I've met women in clothing stores when I've walked in. I've been very fortunate. I got to tell you, some of you may not think this is, you know, a good thing, but I've actually met and dated a couple of nice ladies that I met in the hospital when I was sick. not the emergency room, clearly. Although I think maybe one of them was an emergency room. But anyway, but I digress. The point is, you know, when you're out there and you put yourself out there, you'd be amazed at what you can come up with. So, you know, the sky's the limit here, and you must believe that. For those of you who have listened to my past shows, you know that I'm low vision. I've always been low vision, though. And so I want to say this to those of us, to those of you who may be physically challenged or low vision. Look, I know it's not easy when you can't look across a room and see someone wink at you or wink at someone else. I mean, there's a lot of visual cues people send out when they're interested. And as a low vision person, I have never been privy to that. And again, if you're in a wheelchair, you use a cane or various things, it's a challenge, you know, and the first thing we tend to think is, well, why would someone want to date me? You know, I'm given from my perspective when I was a younger man, I used to come up with this thought, you know, why would someone want to date me when I can't even drive a car? Any woman can go out and find a nice guy who can drive a car and not have to worry about such things. But I got to tell you, and you got to believe me, it has never been a problem, because ultimately there are a lot of good people out there who would rather have quality than anything else. I mean, you know, a car, yeah, is a nice convenience if you can do it, but there are more important things. I don't think a nice lady would want a guy, let's say, who can drive a car, but who's doing drugs or who's not going to give her the attention that she needs. And that's also true for those of you who don't walk or may have some learning disabilities. You know, we're very, very hard on ourselves. And we tend to, when we approach someone new, we think that they can see all of our, you know, our own doubts. And that takes away a lot of our confidence. So that's why I really want you to focus on the positive. And I now know as an older person that, yes, I can't drive a car, but the things I can bring to a relationship far exceed what anyone who could just merely drive a car could bring. And that is what gives me the confidence. And you're going to have to do the same thing. And I believe that if you go about it the right way, you know, sometimes a physical challenge can be an opening, can open a door to a conversation that you may otherwise not have. And it can, in certain circumstances, disarm people. You know, if someone sees me, talking about Mark now, I need help, you know, I'm using a cane or I'm walking and I may need assistance, a lady is a lot less likely to think, oh, here comes a pervert, what does he want? And I think it's true for ladies as well. Now, I want to state it here, because I know a lot of women who listen to this show will think this. You know, well, it's easier to find, you know, in my case, a sighted woman for a low vision or blind guy than it is for a blind woman with a sighted guy. It certainly is true, because one, society, in this society, men are not raised to be caretakers. And, you know, for men, visual cues are much more important than they are for women in this sense. So it's a little bit more of a challenge, but it can be done. And keep that in mind. The only limit is is your own limit. I'm getting a little tongue tied. I always get this way when I get excited. So, because there's so much I want to say and I have a very short time to say it. So I apologize for that. But if I can get it through to you that you must believe that you can do this, that belief will manifest itself into reality. It may take time, and you must be persistent, but it can happen. And yes, there have been times, and I remember a specific time when I was about, now maybe 19, I met a friend of a friend, and she looked at me, and she was not very tactful. She must have been about 19, maybe 20, and she goes, you know, I couldn't, there's no way I could date somebody who can drive a car. She just said it out. She wasn't trying to be hurtful. Could she put it in a nicer way? Yes. And did it hurt my feelings? You know, I got to tell you something. I remember this very vividly. It didn't. I was glad that she was that honest. So, again, going back to that previous show, everybody has a right to date who they want and to have as a partner who they choose. And for some people, men and women, that's not going to be a person with a physical challenge. Some people, it may not matter. So it's all okay. Everything is good. There are going to be people that those of us with physical challenges may not like. So, there are no rules here. The main thing is to stay the course and believe. Wrapping up here, let me just say this. And I realize one of the reasons that movies and DVDs are so popular is because of the stories that we hear that Hollywood tells us. You know, boy meets girl, girl doesn't like boy, boy pursues girl, girl has a change of heart, and they fall in love and live happily ever after. That's a beautiful romantic scenario, but it rarely, if ever, happens. So, in the final analysis, I want you to understand that love won't find you. It just isn't going to happen. You have to find love. You have to be ready for it. You have to want it. You have to reach out and grab it. There may one or two times in your life it may happen the way it does on television. A pretty girl will walk out of the crowd and say, I've been looking for you, or, you know, or again, a handsome man will walk up to a nice lady and say, you know, may I have this dance? I have come to think of it. I used to have a line I used to say that always cracked me up. This was back when I was doing the clubs, back with the boys when I was a young man. And I used to walk up to a girl and say, how you doing, Gear? How you like to be my next ex-wife? You know, it just used to crack me up. But still laughs, and you may think it's tacky, but it didn't work, by the way, but it did make them smile when they figured out, my next ex-wife, you know, I always cracked them up. But ultimately, remember this, love won't find us. It's up to us to find love, and that's what I want you to do, if that's what you want, and that is what you want, or you wouldn't be listening to this particular podcast, so there you go. I hope you find this information helpful. The next show in this series is going to be on first dates and first phone calls, so hope you'll stay tuned for that. It may not be the next show, but it'll be the next show in this series. Give you my contact information. My name is Mark Taylor. And you can check out, subscribe, listen to the blog at feeds.feedburner.com/Candleshore. Of course, the main website is www.candleshore.com. And I hope you send me an email. I'd love to hear from you at musicman@candleshore.com. Remember to make a joyful noise this week, and I'll see you back here next week. Take care. Bye-bye.